I've named Melissa Gray as GSA's procurement ombudsman. She's reachable at GSA Industry Relations at gsa.gov, and her role is to indeed be a voice for industry, make sure that we're hearing the concerns and helping an industry partner in navigating our bureaucracy, not necessarily to resolve the issue, but to get them a fair hearing, to get them in front of the right audience. Often, as we're pursuing best value, as we're pursuing savings, the value of industry conversations can't be overstated. I was talking with one contractor, and we were discussing the importance of clear requirements definitions and how often we end up paying more as a government because we haven't done the best possible job in the requirements phase. So we're definitely trying to focus on improving the health of the industry relationships and on a clear and open communication chain. And that's why I think Melissa's role is so important, but why all of us try and place an ever greater premium on having ongoing conversations there.
Give me a sense about the ombudsman's role. She'll sit within your office as the senior procurement executive, chief procurement officer. I know there's, I think Anne Rung is the CPO right now. And she'll do what? She'll meet with industry. She'll hear industry concerns. Give me a sense of her day-to-day role as much as possible. I know it's still new.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Melissa sits in my office, and yes, Anne Rung is our chief acquisition officer and head of Office of Government-Wide Policy. Melissa's role is to meet with industry and to take that feedback and translate that for our workforce. So, for example, if she's hearing of a weakness in the debriefing process, a common complaint, you know, she identifies that. She helps us identify the training that's needed internally to reinforce that. If we have a contractor raising a specific concern, she'll give voice to it. She'll make sure that we actually thoroughly discuss it, give it fair hearing, and help us to reach resolution.
The ombudsman idea is a fascinating idea in many regards, and that's one step toward kind of improving the collaboration, the relationship with industry. What else are you guys doing around the industry relationship front?
Another major effort underway is two different flavors of supplier perception survey. One, FAST is doing a wide-based survey to reach across its current supplier base, asking for feedback, asking for comments, asking for approaches. What do our contractors actually think? How do they perceive us? And then secondly, there is a broader-based contractor survey going out across GSA to a specific target population, looking not only at the successful contractors, but those who have pursued competitive business with us, but perhaps been unsuccessful. You know, obviously, you've got to be careful when you're talking to somebody who's been disappointed in the outcome, but still to be able to have a dialogue. Did you see a fair process? Were the requirements clear? Was there a open opportunity for exchange of ideas throughout the process? Gaining a better handle on those perceptions, we believe, is going to help us continually improve the procurement process and drive towards the potential for closer partnership and thus greater taxpayer savings.
Give me a sense of the timing around the surveys. They're going to go out for a few weeks, and you're going to get the results back, and then what happens next?
The FAST-wide survey went out in late March, is currently being fielded, and by late summer, FAST will have the results and be able to start identifying appropriate action items and strategies off of that. The second, the broader-based GSA survey, we're still defining target questions, but we think we'll be out before mid-May. And again, probably about a 3 to 4 month turnaround to get the results, start analyzing, and identify actions we can take off of it.
Do you foresee making the results public at all? Is that something that can help also the vendors understand what GSA has seen from a broad picture, not anything obviously specific vendor responses, but the broad results?
Clearly, we wouldn't share individual vendor comments. The surveys themselves are anonymous. But what we do want to do is share the results. We've been trying to promote transparency in a host of ways. We've been using our Interact tool to try and really further engagement, bring more business into that dialogue, for lack of a better word. We're also trying to figure out how do we reach non-traditional government sources and how do we make them part of that conversation. So, yes, we will make them visible likely through GSA Interact as we're trying to make that more and more our communication platform to the world.
Talked a little bit about the relationship with industry. How are you ensuring that the contracting workforce within GSA knows that the relationship with industry needs to evolve? Have you guys held some kind of, understand an all-hands meeting recently? Talk a little bit about what the communication there was about as it relates both to industry and to GSA more broadly.
When I started in this position, I really outlined three priorities. Industry was definitely on that list, but the number one priority was the state of the GSA acquisition workforce. and ensuring that we are giving them the right information, the right content, and in ways that it's actionable and usable for them. And that means really moving beyond the traditional send out a 30-page policy document and expect folks to read and absorb it, and instead start using into more all-hands meetings, greater use of social media, greater uses of video, and trying to take advantage of all the different channels where we can reach folks. One of the really important meetings that Tom Sharp held recently that I joined, and then Houston Taylor, head of FAST's Office of Acquisition Management, joined, was an all-hands where Tom talked about his recent policy letter on appropriate management controls. In that meeting, Tom had the chance to talk to the workforce about his commitments to and his interest in further investing in the well-being and development of the workforce. And he emphasized a message that I reiterated. When we talked about the importance of management playing the right role, I summarized it that no manager should ask an 1102, a contracting officer, to sign something that he or she would not personally be willing to sign. If our manager is comfortable signing off on it, then I don't have that same degree of concern. But we don't want to see our folks put in a position of signing something that the boss would not sign.
And I think that's a good recommendation. From a senior procurement executive's perspective, and now this is outside of FAS, are you also looking at this area of management control, or how are you ensuring that the management oversight of 1102s of contracting officers is appropriate?
Yes, I'm very definitely looking at that area, and I'm trying to emphasize that management has an important and legitimate role at the table. That some people have misunderstood the IG report you're speaking of to cut off management's voice, yet nothing can be further from the truth. Management needs to be involved, needs to be an escalation point, a way to resolve issues, a way to ensure quality in the contracting process. So across GSA, we're trying to ensure that we are building the systems and the processes to update that. Just at the moment, we are updating and recalibrating our procurement management review process, recognizing that the nature of expectations is changing, that procurement is becoming more complex, the tasks of a contracting officer are changing from transactional to leadership. And thus, what we ask in our workforce needs to be mirrored in the tools we give them, in the evaluation processes we use, and in the management support they receive.
Can you offer just a little more details on the procurement management review process?
I'm actually talking that we have a structured review process where we look at contracts across the nation to ensure that they are as good as they could be. And we've seen that this is the opportunity to take the next leap in those, to update the things that we look at, and the way that we communicate that, and the way that we tie that back into our training opportunities for our workforce.
And is there a timing around that? Do you hope once you do this review, then new policy comes or training comes with the longer-term result?
That's exactly right. When you send in a review team, you're going to identify best practices, and you're going to share those across the nation. You're going to identify competency gaps, and you're going to send in the training to reinforce those. And maybe you're going to identify the need for policy changes or systems enhancements.
The tag back to industry, the initial part of our conversation, do they play a role in this review process?
Absolutely, they do. Having open conversations with industry is essential to our process improvement. We recognize we've not always been as good and as consistent with that, but we've really trying to embrace the OFPP Mythbusters concept to recognize that by working closely with our contractors, we have the opportunity to drive real improvement for all parties in the acquisition process.